How you guys feeling? Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Are you feeling the love?
Yes.
Yeah, I just had a slice of pizza.
Yeah?
Jeez. That pizza was as big as your head.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and Bob Boylan is away this week, but with me is Jasmine Garz and Felix Contreras, the co-hosts of Alt Latino. Welcome, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you for having us.
So this is the second time you've been on the show. We had you on, I think, last November, and you shared some great music with us, so we thought we'd have you on again. Last week on All Songs Considered, we played something from a group called La Boucherettes, and Jasmine, I talked with you before we went into the recording. You loved the band, too. And one of the things we talked about is sort of a recurring theme on this show, and certainly on Alt Latino, and that is, you know, there's just so much great music coming out of Latin America, so much great Latin rock, alternative rock. It's not just the pop music you're hearing on radio stations. And that's sort of the recurring theme that you guys have, and you're going to share some stuff with us today, too, that is sort of off the radar.
Absolutely.
You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm just amazed at how every week there's something new and something fresh and something like I never would have expected to hear.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to music for a long time and listening to all kinds of stuff. But I'm continually getting my mind blown.
Yeah.
Just from some of the stuff coming out. It's really cool.
So All Songs, we get several hundred CDs a week. They just come through the mail. Is that how you guys are finding your stuff too? Or
we're starting to now. At first, you know, we had to do a lot of digging. We still do a lot of digging. I mean, it's just like in English language music. There's the big players, and then, you know, you have to try and tune into the little players. And now we get a lot of samples, but we do a lot of digging. We read a lot of local magazines from, you know, from Argentina to Brazil, Mexico, all Central America and the Caribbean. So it's definitely, you know, it's a lot of fun.
And this is one of those things where the internet really comes into play, because I'll look through emails, I'll look through Google alerts and find bands that are, you know, mentioned at some festival somewhere, and then I'll look for them on MySpace and find the music. So it's a little easier, because we want to cover not just here in the United States, but all over down to, you know, South America and then in Spain too. So it's a little easier with through the internet.
I had something. I listened to the music ahead of time that you guys want to play today, and I have one that immediately jumped out to me. But was there something you wanted to lead off with?
Go with yours.
It was actually the last track I listened to, the Los Racas. Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Whose pick is that?
I picked Los Racas. They're
Yeah, I was totally saying that right. Los Racas.
that works.
Los Racas is a Panamanian duo of rappers who are based in Oakland, and we first discovered them when we went to the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York last year. And I always say that when I first saw them live, I wasn't that impressed, and maybe because it was really late, and you know, it was like the fifth concert we went to that night. But you know, as I started to listen to Los Racas, I just became totally enamored with them, and it's also really awesome to see a band that every single they release, it just gets better and better. Mm-hmm. And I think they're a testament, you know, I think a lot of people might think that there's no such thing as good Spanish language rap, because, you know, the airwaves are dominated by
bad stuff.
Yeah, you know, not high quality reggaeton, and it's a lot of the same people, you know, dominating. They just have really good PR people. Los Racas are a testament to the fact that there is good and intelligent Spanish language hip hop out there.
Well, cool. What do you want to play?
Soy Raca.
Laura de los Pelaos.
Los Racas.
Yo sí soy, raga. Yo sí soy, yo sí. Dale, me enredé, vamos a darle de nuevo. Tengo mi pistola y diente de oro. Tengo mi pistola y diente de oro. Tengo mi pistola y diente de... pero ¿por qué siguen parando el ritmo? La, dime la verdad. Tú me tienes rabia porque soy de Panamá. Nosotros no hablamos solamente pa' hablar. So si yo te pido algo, me lo tienes que dar. Ayer me dijeron que te vieron por ahí, y estaba más perdido que un carro sin carril.
Si yo te hubiera visto, lo tuviera que admitir. Pero yo no quiero drama porque eso no es de ahí. También me dijeron que tú estabas confundido, que tú no sabías lo que había sucedido, y que te viraste y le dijiste a tu amigo que ya no eres un yeyo y que había renacido. Ja. Mira, yo parqueo con chata, juro la pesillo que le gusta la plata. Escucha lo que digo porque nada es laca. Lo yeyo ya pasó, ahora viene lo raca. Yo sí soy, yo sí soy, yo sí soy raca. Yo sí soy, yo sí soy, yo sí soy raca. Tengo mi pistola y diente de oro. Tengo mi pistola y diente de oro. Tengo mi pistola y diente de oro. Yo sí soy raca.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, what was fascinating about that, I'm flashing back to seeing them at the Bowery Ballroom in New York. You know, they're these young kids, they're from Oakland, they're really into the Afro, their heritage, their Afro-Panamanian heritage. Mm-hmm. So they're making the connection between African-Americans and the communities they live in Oakland in California, mm-hmm. and their homes back in Panama. And they were working the crowd, these young guys, they're just so excited that, you know, to get a break at this conference. They're just working the stage, just doing it, man, and it was really... Really exciting to see them so excited, so energetic, and just rocking the house.
I can feel it, yeah. Definitely. Well, you know, people ask Bob and I all the time, how do you decide when you want to put something on the show? And it's not a science, obviously, right. But, you know, we're always looking for something. We listen to stuff blindly. We're grabbing CDs throughout the day. We're working and doing other things while we're listening. Yeah. And I'm always looking for something that makes me stop doing whatever I was doing and just listen. And when I hit that cut... At the beginning, that's a crazy beginning.
It's
really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. I think Felix and I have interesting different backgrounds. I mean, Felix is a musician, and, you know, I started off as a dancer. And so I think we definitely are attracted to different things in music. I mean, I love music that is very danceable, and Felix definitely pays a lot of, you know, if the instrumentation makes him stop in his tracks, and he'll just go with it. And if it's something like when you were playing this just now, I couldn't stop moving, then
right.
That's going to go on the show.
What's interesting is this, how I'm finding now a new spot. I've been getting really into the DJ music and all the electronica stuff, and then stuff like this where you can hear all these different elements, you know, and the way they stop the song and they sort of start. I like that. I like to hear how they just break it up.
Well, what do you got for us, Felix?
Let's see, what do I have? Oh, Gecko Jones.
What can you tell us about Gecko Jones?
Gecko Jones is a DJ from New York.
He's on the show this week. He's on Alt Latino this week.
He's on our show this weekend. We did a guest DJ with him. His Colombian, Puerto Rican, his parents, one parent from Colombia, the other from Puerto Rico. He's a DJ that does stuff that is, he's almost like a musical anthropologist, where he will go to Colombia and he'll look for a specific guitar player or a specific vocalist and find something just extremely isolated in a sense, and then just like bring it back and mix it up and start putting all these beats to it. He just does these really amazing sound collages. It's part of my whole thing. I keep telling Jasmine and on the show that I want to be a DJ when I grow up, because these guys, man, you know, here I've been playing music pretty much all my life, playing percussion and all this other stuff, and these guys are like actually accomplishing what I hear in my head. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they bring in all this stuff, all these elements, all this mix and all this technology. Beautiful. You just close your eyes and just it just takes off.
Well, being a DJ now, I mean, it just doesn't mean what it meant a generation
right.
ago.
No.
I mean, you could do so much more with a song live, you know, in the clubs.
Yeah.
Completely take a bunch of different songs, mash them together,
mix
up the beats.
And what he's doing is the way I like to think of it is, like, he takes really old traditional music and even obscure stuff that even in Colombia people don't
right.
really listen mm-hmm. to that much. Mm-hmm. And he takes that, and I like to think of it as like your grandmother's music with a beat that is so sick and so deep and yeah. so loud that your grandmother would yell at you to shut that thing down.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, what song do you want to play, Felix?
This is called Pa la Escuela Nena.
Or... go to school, little boy.
Go to school,
go
little,
to school
boy.
Little boy. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Pa la escuela, nene. Pa la escuela. Pa la escuela, nene. Pa la escuela, nene. Pa la escuela, nene.
Pa la escuela, nene.
Pa la escuela, nene.
It's hard to come in over that. It just kept building. I loved how that built.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what they do. Just little, all these elements, the whole, the different, even the bass line that came in toward the end is completely different than what was at the beginning, but the singing, the vocal stays
amazing.
The same.
It sort of becomes the rhythm
right.
in of itself.
And,
right.
and he's singing a traditional, a very classic Colombian singer from the Pacific area. Her name is Maria Mulata. And she... So, you know, basically what he's really into is his Afro-Colombian heritage. And in Colombia, there's regions, northern Colombia and the Pacific, that, you know, African culture is intact over there. And what he was telling us is that on a recent trip to Colombia, he started playing this song, and he was with a friend of his from Sierra Leone, and his friend from Sierra Leone absolutely recognized this beat as
the drum part.
Yeah.
And even the singing part, it's this call and response mm-hmm. type. I mean, right. Felix, you know more about
that. Yeah, call and response is Africa's gift to the world of music. You know, mm-hmm. that's exact interpretation of that. And this is, you know, whether it's voice or drums or any other instruments, that's the reflection of the Afro-Colombian heritage. And then when you mix in, again, all this, that killer bass line and all these different elements, it's just so sonically rich. It's just a lot of fun.
And what he was saying, actually, something very interesting when he was on our show.
Gecko,
when he was on our show, he was saying that when he started out as a DJ, he really wasn't feeling the New York scene. And when he tried to start DJing, you know, even he was constantly told, well, you have to play salsa. You have to play merengue. Yeah. And he was like, well, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And I know that if I like this, other Latinos will like it. And other non-Latinos would like it. And he's a big deal right now. And it's because he understood that, you know, Latin music is so immense and so complex.
And that's one of the things that we do, that we talk about on the show sometimes, is because, you know, there's a little age difference between Jasmine and I.
It's okay. Same with me and Bob.
I've been listening to music for such a long time, and there was, you know, you have these ideas, you go along the way, and you have these ideas of just what Latin music is, and you grow up with, and you understand stuff, but that's the cool part about doing the show, is you're hearing these people do these things, and it's redefining, in a sense, it really is redefining the idea of Latin culture, Latin identity, especially when you take in, this guy's from New York, and you take in, you know, the growth and the population, the demographics and all
right.
that, you know, this whole younger generation is going to redefine what it means to
it
be Latino.
It makes a lot of sense. When you start deconstructing it, it's not that surprising that this is happening.
And I'm convinced you can trace it through the music.
Absolutely.
Stuff like this.
Well, we'll put full cuts. We're just hearing partial cuts here. We'll put full cuts online. And you're talking about the show just real quickly. So for people who don't know Alt Latino, there's the weekly show. You do the podcast. There's the blog.
There's, we always update the Facebook page with different items of interest that are related to music and culture. And we have the blog, it's a daily blog. We also do,
we're on WLRN in Miami.
That's right.
Oh, great.
On Fridays. And we also, if you're in Chicago, you can listen to us on Radio Arte. Yeah.
And how long has Alt Latino been going? Have you hit a year yet?
Almost. We're actually trying to prepare an anniversary show.
That's great.
June 15th.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, Jazz, what do you got for us?
Well, since we're kind of in a dancing mood, why don't we go with Lagartijando and Alto de la Paz.
Bonaerense y Montreales, comandante lagartijeando, artillero Bugat. Vine pa' quemar la bandera blanca, levanta guerrillera desde la montaña, sacar el falso hermano de su disfraz, a matar esto es el alto de la paz. Es pistola,
palabra es la bala, frase es cartuche pa' tirar el metiche, sonido que te mata, sí mismo pedir plata, filado es mi arte crudo como ceviche, vine a inaugurar las hostilidades, parar la falsa paz y meterles en sus madres, algo ofensivo, claro y marcado, el himno 2012 pa'l guerrillero urbano, no vine pa' pedir, solo para imponer, no puedes combatir la cosa que no puede ser, mi lucha es justa, larga, legítima y su duración es indeterminada.
Vine pa' quemar la bandera blanca, levanta guerrillera desde la montaña, sacar el falso hermano de su disfraz, a matar esto es el alto de la paz. Vine pa' quemar la bandera blanca, levanta guerrillera desde la montaña, sacar el falso hermano de su disfraz.
All right, Jazz, what's he saying there?
Well, so he's talking a little bit about freedom, about Latin American freedom, and about defying authority, and about, you know, it, about, well, one of the phrases in the line is, you know, I came to burn the white flag, which is the flag of surrender. You know, I came to fight and to no longer surrender. So it is kind of a fight song. It's a call, kind of a call to arms. Yeah.
Listening to it, I couldn't help but think about that. There is no end to the reach of hip hop and world music now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is everywhere. Its sonic fingerprints are on everything.
Yes.
Hip hop and rap.
Yeah, it's around
and for the
globe.
Better.
Yeah. Oh no, it's just gone around the globe in a way that different cultures are absorbing it and mixing it up.
And this is a really interesting mix. This actually comes from my hometown of Buenos Aires, Argentina. And it's a nice mix of a cumbia, which is that beat that you hear, boom, 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 and hip-hop beats. And it's by this record label that we're crazy about, called ZZK Records. And just absolutely every artist that they've put out is amazing. And it's really... Cumbia is also a genre that we listen to all the time. I mean, there's just so much cumbia happening right now.
And I have to play my ignorance card, which is, so is cumbia, is it considered part of the other traditional Latin rhythms,
yes,
like salsa or any of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cumbia is interesting. It's an interesting story because it's originally from Colombia, and it has roots in you know, the African slave days and how they interpreted music. And it's survived over the years in different forms in Colombia. It's played with different instruments. But interestingly, in the 50s, it was a big deal in Mexico. Mm. And so as a result, I grew up in the Southwest. I grew up in California. So that influence, I thought cumbia was Mexican, you know, until I started looking into it, because all my aunts, one of the first dances I learned how to dance, my aunt taught me how to dance cumbia, because I just thought it was part of the whole Mexican thing. And now, as I fast forward all these years later, there's all these young musicians all over Latin America. They're like reclaiming it.
Yeah.
And doing it like that one is like slow as molasses, that little cumbia groove.
Mm-hmm. And that's the South American cumbia. I grew up with cumbia too. It was brought by Peruvians down to Argentina. And, you know, Argentine cumbia is like super like chopped and screwed, like very slow
and
deep.
Funky.
Feels like it's got a little bit of a reggae rhythm to it too, on that offbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's the whole thing with cumbia is it's just everybody's doing different things with it. It's so malleable, and you can do different things. And
well, Felix, where do you want to take us from there?
We're going to change gears a little bit, quite a bit.
We're going to go
to Austin, Texas. This is a singer-songwriter by the name of Gina Chavez, and the song is called Miles de Millas.
Tips of my fingers miss the curve of your smile. Those dimples make me melt inside. But you, my love, are hard to find. I'm walking the block in a stupor of rage, and I got no more to give than what I've given today. I need someone to stand my
poppier than some of the other stuff.
Yeah, it's a very different feel. Gina Chavez, like I said, is from Austin, and I was reading an interview with her. You know, she's just getting started in her career. She grew up in Austin. She grew up speaking English. She didn't know Spanish. And she's, you know, the cool part about her is that as she discovers and gets into her ethnic background, her cultural background, we get to go along for the ride because she's doing it through music. She was able to spend some time in Central America and El Salvador and different parts of the South America, and she's incorporated all that stuff. And she's also, like, I guess you can call her an activist, a political activist. She set up a nonprofit to help young women in El Salvador go to college here in the United States. So she's very active that way, and she's using her music to kind of call attention to things in different cultures in Latin America. And like I said, along the way, she's learning about Latin culture all over the place. This is an example. It's a really cool piece.
I would call this pretty straight up folk rock, but are there other things going on here that I'm not picking up on?
There's a cumbia beat
There's a funky little slow cumbia beat underneath. Yeah. But she's from Austin. And, you know, this whatever's happening in Austin, that little magic, whatever's happening there, it's mixed in with this. There's I think I read an interview where she described herself as a folk musician. But in this case, she's folk from this country, but also all these different Latin American traditions, all these different Latin American folk music. So it works either way. And that voice, I mean, that first
great
time.
Voice. Ugh. Wonderful harmonies, too. Does she have a band, or is she doing all that herself?
I think she's doing a lot of that herself. She's working with a guy named Michael Ramos, who heads this other group from Austin called Charanga Cakewalk, which is like a takeoff, like an electronica takeoff on Mexican music. And he's also very talented, and he helped her produce this this track.
Great. Jasmine, what do you got?
Well, in a similar vein, I want to listen to CLDSCP, which kind of a similar sound also from Argentina.
And does that CLDSCP, does that stand for anything? Do you know?
It's Kaleidoscopio without the vowels. So Kaleidoscope without the vowels.
Very cool. And what's the song you want to hear?
Encanto, or Charm.
Te encontré, no hacía falta que te dijera nada, y vos te tentabas. Son los besos que busqué, todavía siento que el mundo temblaba y me acurrucabas tanto. Encantó.
When I was listening to all the music before the show, I thought this is by far the most playful and sort of precious of all the songs. Do the words match the tone of the music?
No, it's actually about a massacre. No.
A massacre. Killing puppies. Yes.
It's about...
It's very political.
Yeah, no, it's about, like, kind of the moment you're in love with someone and the moment before you kiss and you just know it's going to happen. And you're right, CLDSCP is a very playful playful band. They're almost like sound sculptors. Like mm-hmm. they do almost like sound installations. They like to incorporate into their music a lot of found sounds, mm-hmm. like you know, digital toys that they'll find, or alarm clocks, or like they'll go to toy stores and they'll buy, you know, dolls and stuff to add the sound into the song. And we were discussing that the reason it works and it doesn't just sound like really sloppy guys that buy dolls.
Just a mash of unrelated sounds that don't work together.
The reason it works is because they have a lovely voice, and that guitar-like sound that you hear, which is charango, which is like a tiny guitar, mm-hmm. Often made out of an armadillo shell, is just really lovely playing.
The charango is like, it's kind of common to a lot of different types of folk music in Latin America. Gina Chavez, who we played before, also uses charango in her music, and she incorporated that from Central America. So it's almost like a ukulele. You know, it's got a small little sound, and mm-hmm. it's the same kind of thing. I guess people are using ukuleles now for all kinds of stuff, and it's true. It's like
it is true. I mean, that's an instrument that has also been stretched a lot lately. I mean, you're hearing it everywhere
at all kinds of places now, and that it's the Latin American equivalent, because it's so adaptable to different types of cultures and different types of stuff and cool little rhythms.
CLDSCP Kaleidoscope. Just have a few more songs, Felix.
No jazz. Go ahead.
Well, I had a guy from Miami. His name is Diego Garcia, and we recently did a first listen of his album, also titled Diego Garcia. And I think you're gonna like this singer. This is the song Under This Spell.
Under this spell, can't you feel the warmth of spring? Can't you tell none of this will mean nothing? Other people are talking about what they're reading about, you and me, under this spell. It's in the papers, in magazines, a different version with twisted scenes. The lights and flashes that lead your way, the many rumors that fill your day. Under this spell, can't you feel the warmth of spring? Can't you tell none of this will be nothing? The lights and flashes that lead your way, the many rumors that fill your day. Under this spell, can't you feel the warmth of spring? Can't you tell none of this will mean nothing? That the people are talking about what they're reading about, you and me. Why can't we just stop running on? Come on!
So his family, though, is originally from Argentina. He's from Miami. He was born in Miami.
Yes, he was born in Miami.
A lot of bands from Argentina coming from
Are you making a
face?
You
know, good one, Robin.
I take very good care to always bring in bands from all over the place. I don't know what happened.
It happens. But he's got a lovely voice, very, very nice voice.
It's kind of haunting, you know.
Yeah.
It's got the way he pushes it back in the mix a little bit too, mm-hmm. to make it even more of a kind of a mystery in a way.
Does he sing in Spanish as well?
I have not heard him sing in Spanish. The whole album is in English, and I really like this album. He actually told me that he never meant to publish the album. It was more like a therapy for him to do it. He was going through a very bad breakup, and it's interesting. The album is very cinematic, and mm-hmm. it starts off with this guy that's completely depressed, and it's almost like one of those movies that begins at the end, and then by the last track is of him meeting the woman that broke his heart. And it's just a very vast and lonely album, but it's really quite beautiful.
I was talking with the singer or the electronic artist Ryan Lott, who plays the Sun Lux, and he was talking about how really great art often happens accidentally when you're not even paying attention. You're just doing something, like you said. He never intended this to be an album. And
I can't imagine what's you're going to go in and make. Okay, this is going to be an opus. You know.
Yeah.
How many of those?
You know? They usually don't work.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
But it's a great album in the sense that I feel like every song kind of captures a moment that is very tangible. But I think as an artist, he's good at that. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't be able to put their finger on that exact moment. You know, the exact moment in which you realize this isn't going to work, or mm-hmm. the exact moment in which you realize I'm no longer heartbroken.
Right.
And he's just really good at capturing that snapshot of a moment, you know? And I always felt like this song was that moment in which you say, I really know this isn't going to work, but let's just try and stay under the spell and make everything just hang in together. And yeah.
It's very nice. Diego Garcia, the song Under the Spell. And again, we'll have the full cuts online. Felix, do you want to take us somewhere?
We're going to finish up with some Spanish punk.
Well, since we're going to go out on this cut, you want to just tell us a little bit about this band before we play the cut?
Well, it's a Spanish duo, and they, similar to CLDSCP, they're sampling a sound which right. I think a lot of people throughout Latin America and the Spanish-speaking world will recognize, which is that in the Spanish-speaking world, there's a very old trade, which is the knife sharpener. And the knife sharpener rides his bike through every neighborhood, and when he gets into the neighborhood, he announces with a pan flute that he has arrived. So he does this little noise with his pan flute. He goes, tu-du-du, tu-du-du, and he yells, afilador, knife sharpener. And everyone runs out with their knives.
And it's just a melee.
Yeah.
It's just horrible. Yeah.
No.
Every man for himself.
And so he parks his bike, and attached to the bike is a knife sharpening stone, and he starts to pedal, and he'll just sharpen your knives. Right there.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start announcing my arrival every day with a little pan flute. my desk. Sit down, boot up the computer.
Well, that's what it does. Okay, you got a Mac, but some, you know, the PCs, they give that little.
Oh yeah, you know? I guess it's the equivalent of the knife sharpener. Pegasus, they're a fairly new group, right? They haven't done a whole lot. And just for people who want to Google it and look it up, it's Pegasvs for Pegasus.
They are. They're super new. In fact, there was a big mystery about who they even were because it was like this. It was a hit online, but nobody knew who they were. And it turns out that one half of the band is one of the frontmen for another Spanish indie
Sergio
band.
Sergio Prez?
For the band Telemáticos. But it's still quite mysterious. They released another song recently. This one's still my favorite.
Well, it was great having you guys again, and we're going to do it again in the coming months. Hope
awesome.
To have you guys on
Thanks
more.
Thanks for having us, man. This is
some
so cool.
wonderful music, and I'm so excited that we're turning people on to this. So.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
We're going to go out now. This is Pegasus with the knife sharpener.